Our guest is a person who has been seen in maybe 500 movies and television shows, and hardly was just a little snippet of a thing back when all that started in the late 40s, early 50s, actually. She is Beverly Washburn, and we're glad to have a couple of minutes to chat with you today, Beverly.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
You have the distinction of being sung to on the big screen by Danny Kaye in the movie Hans Christian Andersen when he sang Thumbelina.
Thumbelina, right.
You were a little girl he sang that
when
to.
When he was in jail, I was outside,
yes. I'm glad you were outside and not inside behind the bars.
Me too.
And you worked with Bing Crosby and Jane Wyman in Frank Capra musical, Here Comes the Groom.
Right.
And with almost every other big star in Hollywood, and you were just a little child, basically, a child actress and for most of those pictures, right?
Right. I started when I was 6 years old, and the first movie that I did was a movie called The Killer That Stalked New York, and it was with Evelyn Keyes and William Bishop and Dorothy Malone. And Evelyn Keyes played the part of this lady who had smallpox, and everybody that she came in contact with would die, but she didn't know that she was a carrier. So in the scene that I was in, we're in the doctor's office, and I noticed this beautiful pin that she's wearing, and I go up to her and say that it's a pretty pin, and so she says, well, would you like to have it? So she takes it off, and she pins it on me, and then in doing so, I give her a hug. And then because of hugging her, eye contact, smallpox. So the next scene, I'm in the hospital with the oxygen tent, and I die. So actually, I died in my very first movie.
But you lived to make a comeback in many, many other films. Well, one of the main reasons we want to chat with you today is because you worked with Jack Benny on both radio and television.
Right.
And now you were one of the kids who was were known as the Beverly Hills Beavers, right?
Right, and I portrayed Mary Livingston as a little girl.
When the Beavers did their version of the Jack Benny show,
right?
Right. That's classic material.
Yeah, it was so much fun, and I felt so fortunate to have been a part of it. And actually, the first time I worked with Jack Benny, it was on his TV show. Mm-hmm. And I come up out of the audience and ask for his autograph, and then we go into this whole thing, or it turns out that my name is Margaret Truman. So now for that part, I auditioned for it, and you know, had to read and everything. And after I got that part, he was kind enough to continue to cast me on his radio shows, and throughout my life, I worked with him, you know, all through the 70s. Mm-hmm. I toured with him, and I, you know, looking back over my life and my career, I have to say that he was truly probably my most favorite person that I ever worked with. I worked with some really wonderful people, and I had other favorites too, like Loretta Young and Kirk Douglas and quite a few of them, Lon Chaney Jr., and Lou Costello. In fact, I worked with Lou Costello in an episode of Wagon Train, and he played the only dramatic role that he ever had, and he was wonderful too. But Jack Benny was always kind of my hero and mentor, and he was just the most wonderful man, and I feel so blessed, you know, to have known him.
Did you have any kind of a professional relationship with him, or a non-professional relationship with him outside of the TV shows and the radio shows?
We became, you know, instant pals, and he always asked me to call him Uncle Jack, which I did, and he used to drop by my house when he would be on his way, you know, to do a program. And every year he'd give me a beautiful gift, a string of real pearls. He gave me a St. Christopher medal that's engraved that says, "To Beverly with love, Jack Benny," that I will treasure forever. And so I was just lucky because he was just, you know, just such an important part of my life. And to think that I was able to, you know, continue a friendship outside of working. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful.
Well, you actually worked on the stage with him too then, didn't you?
Yes, we did the Hollywood Palace, which was televised, and that's when Sammy Davis Jr. Was his guest star. And then we took it on the road. We went to Lake Tahoe and Las Vegas, and then we toured all over the East Coast, and that was a comedy skit that was done with Iris Adrian. Most people remember her.
Wisecracking, gum-chewing type.
She was wonderful. And she used to tell the cutest story. Her husband's name was Fido. And that's a true story.
Fido?
And she had a dog, and I can't remember his name, but it was
George.
Something like Bob or, you know, Fred or something. And so she was telling me that one time she had this party, and the dog would always, like, come up to the door, you know, when she'd greet somebody. So she said she opened the door, and she said this man was there, and she said, I'd like you to meet I'd like you to meet Fido and Bob. So she said the man reached out his hand to shake her husband's hand, and he said, oh, you know, how do you do, Bob? And she goes, that's Bob, this is Fido. You know? And, in her voice, you know, she was a wonderful lady.
Well, what did you do with her in Benny's act?
Well, it was just one of those silly comedy skits. Back then, the Smothers Brothers were very big. Mm-hmm. So Peggy Mondo, who was a very large lady, and Iris Adrian and myself played the Smothers Sisters, is what we were called. And it was just a really kind of a silly thing where whatever town we were in, he would pick the silliest name of a real town. Like when we were in Las Vegas, he said that we were from Searchlight, Nevada, because there really is a town there called that. And he would tell the audience that he hadn't seen us, and he understands that we're, you know, a sister's act, and we're singers, and with their permission, he'd like to have us on the show, and if we were good, he'd have us back. So he sets it up as though it's a legitimate thing. And then we come out, and of course, the three of us are totally incongruous the way we look, and and then we just do this, you know, real silly bit, and he does his take, and you know, that look that only Jack Benny could do, and the audience would be laughing for 10 minutes without even a spoken word, because he would do that, you know, that expression looking at us, and it was all so much fun, and I just treasure those memories.
When you were with Jack on radio, you were how old, roughly?
I guess 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. And then but you were on TV first.
Actually,
so,
I did the TV show first, and right after that, he had me on his radio show. And then there was one radio show where he just introduced me as myself, and he said, you know, Beverly, he said, I wonder how you got the name Beverly. And I said, well, because I was born in Beverly Hills. And then he said, well, it's a good thing you weren't born in Pismo Beach. So, you know, just little silly things like that, he'd have me on the show, and it was just great.
Well, then, were you still, you know, not even a teenager when you went out as the Smothers Sisters?
No, that was later on.
A few years later.
That was in the 70s.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then when I also did another thing with him where we were supposed to be hillbillies. And he introduces me as his wife, and I was about 11 at the time. You know, that was the gag. And I sang You Are My Sunshine, and it was just one of those silly things, but he was just such a generous man, and I think the wonderful thing about him is that he was so giving, and he would let the other person have the funny line, you know, where so many comedians today, you know, they want to have the punchline, and he never did that. He'd always, you know, let the other person have the funny line, and that was kind of his secret, I think, why
it was all done on the Jack Benny show, though.
Absolutely.
See? So everybody was drawn to that.
Uh-huh.
Smart
and
man.
All he had to do was just stand there with that look, and he'd get the laughs, you know.
So where did you get to this point now? What have you been doing
up to today? Well, I did a lot of the episodic things, you know, Wagon Train. I did several movies. I did the one with Bing Crosby, Here Comes the Groom, and then what else did I do? The Juggler with Kirk Douglas. And then later, I did a movie for Walt Disney called Old Yeller, which was a real tearjerker. And they celebrated last year. It came out, or I guess it was 2 years now. Time goes by so fast. They celebrated the 40th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm only 29.
It's amazing.
Don't know how that works.
It's the miracle of movies.
So, I love being a part of Old Yeller because, first of all, I'm a real animal lover. But that's been kind of a classic
movie. Now, describe your role in that movie for people who know the film.
I played Elizabeth. I was the little girl. Uh-huh. And I was the next door neighbor. And there were only seven people in the whole movie. Fess Parker, Dorothy McGuire, Tommy Kirk, Chuck Connors, Kevin Corcoran, and myself. And Old Yeller, of course.
So, and today you're doing?
Right now, I live in Las Vegas, and I've been doing mostly commercials, the local commercials for, you know, the various casinos and mortgage companies and banks and furniture stores and things like that. And that's what's been keeping me busy. And we're in the process right now of doing an audio book about my life. And there'll be some clips from the Jack Benny Show, along with some other clips of shows that I did. And it'll be the story of my life.
Well, it's only going to be a half of the story, because he's got a lot of years ahead of you.
Well, I hope so.
Well, you certainly were a hit at the Friends of Old Time Radio Convention in Newark in October, because we saw your performance today, and it was excellent, and certainly
you.
Everyone enjoyed that.
You know, this is my first time at this convention, the Friends of Old Time Radio, and I was just so touched by all the people. Everybody was so warm and receptive, and I had the best time. It's just I feel so happy to have been a part of it.
Well, they have you involved in radio recreations too.
Yeah,
so
that was really fun.
So you've been doing it. And in fact, I know this evening there is a reenactment of a Jack Benny program, and you're in it, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing the exact role that I did when I was seven, like 20 years ago.
You're going to play Mary Livingston again tonight?
Yes, Mary. Yeah. It's going to be... Well, they've changed it a little bit. Uh-huh. They've kind of put four shows all in one, so it's not the complete show that I did, but it's parts of it, and so I'll be playing the same character,
that's gonna
which
be
is
fun.
Mary Livingston as a child. Yeah.
Well, we'll remember the name Beverly Washburn and see it up in lights in Las Vegas, maybe, or wherever else. I understand you made a few recordings, too.
Actually, just one, and it's out on a double CD called Growing Up Too Fast. It's the girl group. There's Leslie Gore and Connie Francis, and I don't know how I got on there. I'm not really a singer, but that was kind of fun. It was a recording I did in the 60s, and it's out now. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, good. And it's called?
Well, the song that I did is called Everybody Loves Saturday Night, but the name of the double CD is Growing Up Too Fast.
Growing Up Too Fast. Mm-hmm. Well, look for that, too, then.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for spending a little time with
us
today,
so
talking about our friend Jack Benny.
Yes, thank you for asking me. I've had a great time.
You're welcome.
And I
good
enjoyed
luck.
Meeting you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.